Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day. Today, a good day.
Good day to you. 7 half of the hour. Hopefully we can prepare something in all the things that are going on around the world and around our country that will bring us around to manifesting a good day, because that's what we're here to do, manifesting. Sometimes the facts don't allow that, but we can spin it around and maybe make it better than it seems. Jennifer Horn is here. Happy to have her along. And Ken Kessler, the two images that are haunting me as I look around at what's going on this morning, one of them is perhaps the worst natural disaster in the history of the Pacific. There are some organizations calling Cyclone Vanuatu, if that's how we pronounce it, V-A-N-U-A-T-U, Vanuatu. It was over Vanuatu. That's the island. The cyclone's called Pam, but what people are calling it is the Vanuatu cyclone. This is believed to be the roughest, most violent storm in the history, at least written history, of the Pacific. So all of you are going to start asking why, and then there are going to be those people who say, well, look, it's global warming. Earth is changing. I think there are examples people can pull out of the core stuff that they do for research that would indicate there have been some really violent storms over the history of the planet in the last 50,000 years. And I think that's as far back. Don't they go back, Kenny, when they do that core drilling, can they go back about 50,000 years? So, but basically, you go down about 500 feet, and you can tell what the history of the planet was over the past 50,000 years. I think that's how that stuff works. Maybe it's further, maybe 5,000 feet, I'm not sure. But you go down X number of feet, and with each layer comes a different historical period of the planet. I mean, if you look at archaeological stuff, why do you think they called archaeological digs? Because the planet changes, the dust, things that happen on the surface literally change the landscape. And so as you dig down into the core, you can find out a lot about what's happened on the planet. And so from that comes this story of a horrible, horrible storm. There are some organizations calling Cyclone Vanuatu, if that's how we pronounce it, V-A-N-U-A-T-U, Vanuatu. It was over Vanuatu. That's the island. The cyclone's called Pam, but what people are calling it is the Vanuatu cyclone. And why is it so violent? Why do we have so much snow in New England? Why? Things are changing, and they're changing for two reasons. One, because that's the natural progression of the planet, and two, because there is some man-made interference, if that's what you want to call it. But then you get into this whole argument.
Climate is very cyclical, though.
Yeah, but you get into this argument, Jennifer, about whether, I don't know, it's an argument, but what is natural? Natural, people say, well, it's man-made. But man comes as a result of the natural progression of things on the planet. There have been people walking around the planet for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. That's part of the people who would discount humanity, but yet monkeys and turtles and whatever other things there are that are species that live on the planet, they're all part of the natural recurring changes that take place on the planet. And whatever we're responsible for, I mean, there was a lot of when the dinosaurs were along, there was a lot of dinosaur poop that turned into oil. So what is that?
Also, I mean, the planet is constantly correcting itself, too.
Yes,
I
changing.
Mean,
yep.
Right. Yeah. So obviously there's some of the change that we see. But I think what's interesting about this story is no people are guessing that this is very catastrophic. We don't even know.
There's no communication.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no communication, so no one knows exactly how bad it is.
Well, but they can tell by looking at the satellite imagery.
Yeah,
and
that
like
it's
that,
horrible.
The
exactly.
intensity of the storm, mm-hmm. one way or another. So with that in mind, here's another haunting thing for you to envision in your mind. We carry today at DougStephan.com the picture of a proposed skyscraper in Tulsa, Oklahoma that's shaped like a tornado.
It looks really cool.
I don't think it looks cool.
Is it a good idea?
I think it's eerie as hell.
Is it a good idea?
He says it doesn't seem like that's asking for trouble.
Yeah, sure like does. You're just putting it out into the universe that you're ready for
a rotating restaurant on the top of it?
Of course. Hello, it's Cyclo.
The architectural firm dubbed it the Oklahoma Weather Museum and Research Center as part of the reimagining of downtown. Architects said the building design, which would include a weather museum, a weather research center, and a top-floor rotating restaurant, is meant to resemble a spinning tornado. Really? That's not something I want to go visit.
Never will happen. This is something for publicity, for sure. Come on.
Yeah, but the picture itself... Grab you. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, no, I think it looks cool. I mean, it's cool looking, but you think, okay, do you really want to have this going on in your downtown area?
888-302-3684. Wes calls. Good day. Hi, Wes. Welcome.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about weather modification and the connection to chemtrails, not to be confused with the contrails. They're both up in the sky. And then there's
not to be confused with Kim Kardashian either, probably.
You know.
Well... This is quite a sinister modification of our weather.
How is it that you come by this expertise? You are a weather watcher. Are you familiar with the science? What's your interest here?
I don't claim to have expertise. I think the common person can simply look and distinguish in the skies the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail.
Well, you help us understand because there may be some people listening that don't know chemtrail versus contrail.
Well, I first heard of them in the 90s, and I was in disbelief, and I started watching the skies, and sure enough, these long, unbroken lines of white lines following an airplane.
Airplanes, yep.
Are chemtrails. The small lines that will dissipate, which are nothing more than condensation,
mm-hmm.
water.
One's condensation and one is fuel. That's your point. Is that not correct?
No, one's the other's chemical.
That's what I mean, chemical, fuel, et cetera, et cetera.
No, they are intentionally dumping chemicals into the upper atmosphere.
They being?
And we don't know. It's a black off-budget a project. Since the 90s, I've watched it. Mm-hmm. I think maybe there's some of your farmer friends that would recognize.
Well, I've heard this before. Yeah, I've heard this before, frankly, and it bothers me to a point, but it hasn't bothered me enough for me to really dig into it very much. I think that when you talk about contrails, I've always equated that with the chemical, the composition that comes out of the jet engine, but there also are things that you're right, that have supposedly been put into the fuel that's supposed to control how we think or what we do.
You guys can get on the internet and you can see big tankers up in the skies, mm-hmm. that have separate from their fuel and separate from their engines spraying devices, spraying these white lines that will, basically, they stay up in the sky. They will dissipate, becoming sort of cloud-like and maybe a little bit gray.
Yeah.
And they'll stay up in the high atmosphere. Now, that in combination with something called HARP allows them to get a grip on the weather and modify the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're seeing the most devastating in California drought in history.
What would be the purpose of people doing that, unless you're saying they aren't Americans? There could be, I mean, the skies are free You can fly planes if you're from wherever, if you get permission to do it. It's interesting. Let's do a little of that. I think we'll take your suggestion and do a little quick research and see what we get from the Googling of contrail. Thank you. That was that's provocative. 15 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as the director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
I have the number retired as a player. It goes through your mind, but it never succeeds, but
that must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Once again, as nature becomes more interesting to all of us, we find that six cherries a day can actually virtually cure gout and arthritis pain and inflammation. Arthritis alone afflicts more than 45 million Americans at a cost of $81 billion a year in treatment. Natural News reports that the FDA has gone out of its way to try to keep cherry growers from linking to scientific studies which show the benefits of eating just six cherries a day. If not local organic cherries, you can also use cherry concentrates and extracts. And unlike other veggies or fruits, cooked cherries do the trick just as well as raw ones. So if you're suffering from episodic gout or unbearable arthritis pain, you can now pop a cherry as part of your feel-good natural cure. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas. We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding, or does it?
We work a month on and a month off, but we get a month of ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips to go all over the country, the U.S. Left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine, beat a lobster, then come back down to the Rolling Thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, 19 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and Jennifer and I have gone through some of the quick info here. I love it when somebody says the arguments have been dismissed by the scientific community. Well, what does that mean? That's baloney. That's bogus, because the scientific community doesn't agree on anything any more than any other community does about what's right and what's wrong. The proponents have attempted to prove that the chemical spraying does take place. Their analysis has been flawed, supposedly, according to this scientific report. I'm always one for a good conspiracy theory, and I think where there's smoke, there's fire, or where there's poofies, there's more poofies. Whatever they're trying to do with it, psychological manipulation, population control, weather modification, whatever it is, you know, by not having any information about it, you cause your own problems. What's the real story? 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Darling, let me tell you something. Girl, I've been trying to say, you look so sweet and you're so, so doggone fine. I just can't catch you out of my mind. You become the sweetest in my mouth now, and I want you to be my spouse, so that we can live happily now. A great big old roomy house. You know you got to groove me, baby.
Groove me, baby.
Make me feel good inside. Come on
now.
Groove me, baby.
Now it goes from the reggae. Blues Brothers in the news. Actually, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's widow, Judy, have launched Blues Brothers Records, new record label dedicated to the development of blues artists. It'll be distributed by Capitol Music.
Very cool.
Aykroyd and Belushi performing, certainly most of us know, starting out on Saturday Night Live and then the Blues Brothers' first movie in 1980. Aykroyd said he's excited for what he expected him to say. I don't think this is a good idea. I love these PR people. What kind of stupid stuff they put out? Oh, he's excited about this. Somebody asked me for a quote about a new radio program that I'm doing about farming. What do you think I'm going to say? That I think this idea sucks? Of course not. This is stupid stuff. Anyway, it's kind of a cool idea, Richie. I figured it's all about the blues.
You have to respect Aykroyd for his support of traditional American music, and I'm wholeheartedly behind it. I love it. Love it.
Good stuff. All right. Let's move to another popular presenter, getting more popular every day, more recognition, most of it good. Farrell, I never knew who this guy was before, but he's been around for a while. That is before this song became the international phenom that it is. And as a result of that, he's partnering with the UN to promote the organization's International Day of Happiness. He's going to be using his post to raise awareness of climate change issues. Richie, I know you'll love this, ahead of the conference on climate change in December in Paris. He's creative director of Alive Earth. He'll be encouraging people to sign this group's petition urging global leaders to adopt a new climate accord. Wants 1 billion signatures, and they figure he's got enough hooch to get it, and maybe he will. He's going to have also a global happy party. You're invited to join in, upload pictures of you and others having a good time doing the dance to happy. Was it earlier this year or late last year? Some of those Iranian Iraqi kids get into trouble for doing a version of happy on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll tell you, watching him on The Voice, he's a very likable guy.
Yeah, comes across as likable.
You know, he's very sensible. I don't want to put this stuff, but he's just a very likable guy.
Oh, come on,
nice
don't be so political about it. Give it to there's room for everybody.
Why not?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Why not? I mean, whether you believe it or not, I mean, there's so much hooey to it in some respects, and in other respects, there's a lot to be said for what comes out of the studies. It's just It isn't black and white. This issue is not black and white.
Nope.
I think that he, though, is a likable guy.
Very
makes
likeable.
It easier for people to swallow the message. Maybe that's what it is, Richie. And
I would certainly rather listen to him talk about it than Al Gore.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
He can sing.
You said it, so that's good.
I'm not so sure Al Gore can sing well.
I want to find out.
No, okay. Pass on that one. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon.
Now 53. Whoops, wait a minute. It's neither 53. That was not me. 33 FDR. Hey, Doug Steffen, the good day. For there's a conspiracy theory that I'm losing it. Did you hear that, Jennifer?
I started it.
Are you? Oh, so that's where it came. Oh,
whoop! Oh, those, did I notice anything? Oh my goodness.
Speaking of conspiracies, Kenny and Jennifer and I were talking about this chemtrail conspiracy theory. A gentleman who called after we were talking about the weather made mention about two things, the tornadoes in the Midwest and how the people in Tulsa want to design a building look like a tornado, which I thought was blatantly stupid. And then there's this horrible typhoon that's gone through some of the islands in the Pacific and has laid waste to pretty much a whole island, and how it is that this is such a violent storm, and people are talking about the usual global warming stuff. And they got a call from somebody who said it was chemtrail, and somebody else called and said that he could give us some more information. And I am not like everybody else. I don't dismiss you if you have this theory, because...
Yeah, if it's interesting and well thought out, why not?
Well, but isn't even... Yeah, interesting, well thought out is always good to get on the air. But then there is this whole business about what we know and what we don't know. And it's far easier for me, anyway, to think about things that we don't know. This isn't the Art Bell program. It's not George Norrie. But yet there are plenty of things that happen there. I'm very sympathetic to that kind of thinking, frankly. I believe in, people refer to New Age thinking, or whatever you want to refer to as. There is a lot of stuff that gets poo-pooed by government, by business, by folks who don't want you to know what the real story is. What's the truth? This is why the whole business of the truth is so hard to deal with, because everybody has his or her own truth. What are the facts is the better question to ask. What are the facts here? And because the facts are not known, you don't know whether this is a hoax or not. You don't know who's pulling the wool over your eyes. Is this whole stuff about chemtrail a hoax? Or is what the government's doing... I mean, there are those who say...
I guess one of the things that comes to my mind, back to 1996 when the TWA plane was shot down over Long Island and mm-hmm. all those people that were on their way to Paris got killed.
Allegedly shot down.
Allegedly. Yeah. Right.
Right.
But then when the plane was assembled in that warehouse on Long Island and there was this big burn hole on the side of fuselage that nobody could understand, nobody could explain. And by the way, the FBI never came up with a public theory of how the plane came down. At first it was thought, and they spread this around like wildfire to make things look better than it did, that something arced in the undercarriage, the underbelly of the plane. It was a hot day, and something arced, and the plane's fuel exploded as it took off. That's such a load of baloney. It's offensive when you look into stuff like that to have that kind of stuff come out, which is so easily... dismissed. But anyway, what I'm saying is not necessarily just in this case, the contrail, chemtrail thing and, you know, whatever else may be going on that we can come up with a really good conspiracy theory. They're all over the place. And because you don't have a government that serves you, that becomes a conspiracy in and of itself. Because the government, look at all of the jokes. The other day when President Obama was on with Jimmy Kimmel? And they joked about Area 51. It was it's always a joke. But yet, nobody knows really whether it exists or doesn't exist. I happen to be one who believes it does exist. Mm-hmm. That just happens to be, I don't trust the government and people who work for it any further than I can throw them. And it offends me that I have to pay for this stuff.
To think that we're the only ones here, too, right. Or the only ones, you know.
Right. Yeah, there's a theory that Jennifer, I think, is referring to about us being visited. There were a couple of examples in the last month or so of three. Was it over Tucson or Phoenix or someplace? Where was this sighting?
Always the desert.
Well, that is kind of, yeah, it is always kind of the desert. Yeah. But anyway, there was something that occurred last couple of months where three vehicles showed up over some city in the Southwest. I don't remember where it was, and it's not important to the story. I remember being there, and everybody says, well, it's not, you know, it's a figment of your imagination, or it's not really yours, it's an optical illusion. And yet, how many people did you hear from that actually said they saw it? It wasn't like a few. There were thousands and thousands of people who said, I saw those three lights in the sky. So who do you believe under the circumstances? It's a good question, I think. Thanks, Doug. I'm glad you asked it. Okay. So speaking of what's in the sky... Researchers at Michigan State University have created a fully transparent... A fully transparent solar concentrator, which will turn any window in your house into a solar cell. This is pretty... This actually is pretty good science, isn't it, Kenny? Pretty interesting. There are other transparent solar cells... This one really is transparent, as you can see in the photos. It looks like a piece of glass. If you go by a solar farm, you'll see that the glass is usually dark. But this transparent solar panel is something scientists say of an oxymoron. Solar cells, specifically the photovoltaic kind, make energy by absorbing the sunlight and converting it into electrons, which is obviously electricity. If the material is transparent, by definition, it means that all of the light passes through it to get into your eye or whatever it is. It's light. So how does this work? The researchers at Michigan State have used a slightly different technique to gather the sunlight. Instead of trying to create a transparent cell, which is apparently almost impossible, they use a transparent luminescent solar concentrator. Okay, so this is real technical, and who's going to get it at the end of the day? The point is that now you can look at it, you can have a regular piece of glass on the window of your house, and it can collect
sunlight.
It's going to
charge your house,
Which would change, revolutionize, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it's so much more attractive looking than those solar panels, though, for it.
Yeah.
And then we make car windshields out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and power the car that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that they're offering, Jennifer, you can buy a
car. They're offering Jennifer?
No,
I'm
doing this. Both Kenny and Jennifer and I, all three of us are all in California. My son was telling me the story because he's a researcher. He wants to buy a Fiat.
Okay.
Because you can buy, they're very cheap, and there's a model that is completely electric, goes for about 125, 140 miles
on a recharge. And there is a 35% rebate credit when you buy
seriously?
It from the feds. And then there's another 13 or 14% credit from the state of California. So let's say you spend, I think these they're maybe $12,000 or something. I don't know what they cost. He didn't tell me. But they can't be expensive because they look like a little tin can. The car is completely electric. And whatever it costs, is, let's say it's $15,000. You get a $5,000 credit from the feds, and you get another...
So it's a free car.
Right. Well, it's half free anyway. And that's what he says he wants to get.
That's the price of the
next time around. I don't know. You can look it up. But I just thought it was fascinating that these... And we've seen this before. Do you get the same thing when you buy a Volt or you buy that new BMW electric car? How many electric cars are around now? The Tesla,
there
probably
are
the
more.
Most.
Tesla's huge, yeah.
Yeah,
and
very
Teslas
big.
Are no joke. They're pricey.
60-something.
All right, so Fiats, let's see. You can get, there's, gosh, who knew? There are five different models of Fiats.
Electric?
And they start at $17,000, go up to $32,000.
Who the heck would pay $32,000?
Well, actually more than that. The Fiat 500C starts at $32,300.
Whoa! Wow. That's not the little tin can.
Yeah, it is. They're all.
Is it really?
They're all teeny. I don't know. This one looks no different than the 17,000 one, but it must be.
Wow.
Let's see. Ugliness is the worst form of pollution. Single and in the fast lane with the California HOV lane sticker. So you can drive.
Does it tell you? Right. You can drive anywhere with it. Does it tell you how much?
122 miles per gallon city, 108 highway, 111 horsepower.
Yeah.
Let's see. Starting at $32,300, the 500E can be purchased, let's see, $2,000 down and $139 per month if you want to lease it.
Well, he said he found one that he had to put he put $2,000 down and it's $99 a month. However,
but then you probably, if you lease it, you probably don't get the...
30-month lease.
No, you don't get the price rebate. Do you get the tax rebate? Though?
He seemed to have figured it out. He's very good at researching this stuff.
The Cabrio is like a convertible. These cars are so ugly.
They are ugly. But can you add, but I mean, under the circumstances, though.
For the money, it's smart, yeah.
Yeah. So what other kinds? There's the BMW, there's the Chevy, there's the BMW, what was the electric car, what should I say, the Tesla. There are some others. The Tesla is the fastest selling, quote unquote, luxury car in California. And what I'm interested in is what they're going to be worth as they are traded in. Because I never buy a new car. I will just not play that game anymore. Buy a 2-year-old. I just did buy a 2-year-old car. And all of the depreciation is taken care of that way, or much of it.
If you type in electric cars, Prius comes up first, then Civic under Honda Civic.
That's right, the Prius.
Volkswagen e-Golf.
Yeah.
And then you get Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it that's coming up as far as the show. Oh, the Nissan Leaf is 2017. Yeah. That's coming up.
That's pretty interesting, though, how that all that works. How many people know or care where Bad Vlad is?
Oh, I do.
Why?
I don't. Just sound interested.
He's been missing for 11 days.
I know.
Hasn't been seen since March 5th.
People think he's sick because he's such a spotlight guy that he's been hiding out.
Yeah. He also said, or somebody said in a published report in one of the Moscow newspapers, that they were ready to use nuclear weaponry in the Crimean War. The whole business about Ukraine and taking over... the seaport, the sea area, they were going to use. Whether that's just to scare everybody or not, can you imagine anybody being that foolish? That would be cause to have an immediate election and throw whoever was in out, no matter what country you're in. If somebody in our country said, you know what, we better use nuclear weaponry, I'd want them out of office as fast as I want them out by the end of the day. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a dangerous
Anybody
game.
Anybody even suggested that?
Oof. Yep.
Jennifer has a television report for us in a moment. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes.
Oh, my God.
What took so long for you to transition from dirt to street machines?
Well, I rode dirt bikes as a kid. my boyfriend said, hey, you want to try riding a street bike? I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it. I started 4 years ago on a Sportster. 2 years ago, I bought a CVO street bike with a 110 engine. Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How did you get started?
No, I just think I just didn't know anybody. I didn't know anybody had any Harleys, and so this was kind of my first thing into it. I was like, oh my God. My boyfriend has this really cool black bike, and you can see it in the mirror, in the windows, and it's just so much fun and so different. I've never been around anything like that.
Take it away.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Here at the recent Washington, D.C. Auto Show, the world's biggest car maker is looking to set the world standard for newer, greener cars. GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
The Chevrolet Volt is very exciting. You know, it's not a hybrid, it's not a plug-in hybrid. It's an electric vehicle with extended range capability. You can go up to 40 miles on one charge. And that's important because almost 80% of Americans commute less than 40 miles a day, like me and many people. However, your real life requires you to go a little bit further. We have a generator that kicks in to seamlessly give you another 300 miles of range. So it's a great combination of electric vehicle with extended range capability.
GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
People really, when they drive this vehicle, the vehicle's fun to drive. A lot of torque of the electric vehicle, so it's quick, it's fun to drive, but also you can drive 40 miles without using any gasoline. So it's a great combination of style, electric vehicle benefits, and it is fun to drive.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You spend all of your time off with others? It can be a trap.
You'll be much happier if you reserve part of your free time just for you. You have to invest in your relationship with yourself like you would any other. Here are three ways.
First, converse. Listen to yourself, learn about yourself, and even talk to yourself, but not when others can hear you.
Second, refresh. Feed your soul with great literature, art, or music.
Third, dream. Think about what you want to change. Picture the changes in your mind.
Alone time can be uncomfortable at first, but most growth is. You will come to treasure this time.
So make time for you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Hi, Jen. What's happening that's of note? Television world is full of excitement. Things are changing. Netflix dominates. That could be a headline, actually.
That is. Netflix dominates. Well, Dougie, there's a new story out. I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about it. Vanity Fair has actually ranked the richest TV characters out there today. Any guesses as to which show might have the richest character?
Are you talking about drama? Are we talking about in general?
Any show that's on TV right now.
Any daytime conversation shows, that kind of stuff?
No, talking about characters. I'll give you a hint. Let's start off the list. House of Cards, Frank and Claire Underwood, that's Kevin Spacey's character and his wife on the show.
Right.
They're estimated worth $344,000. Roger
that's
a, Sterling.
That's what they're worth on the television
if they were,
show.
Correct. If they were, okay. These are the richest characters on TV.
I got it. Okay.
Roger Sterling from Mad Men, he's worth at least $50 million. He'd be a good one to get to know. Now, this one's my favorite. Raina James on Nashville. She's worth $73 million. That's pretty fun. Lord Grantham from Downton Abbey. Is that how you say his name? Grantham?
Lord Grantham, yeah.
He's worth $410 million. It's pretty good.
Is that adjusted for inflation from the time of the show?
You know, I'm not sure how scientific, how they've pinpointed this. Luscious Lion from Empire is worth $630 million. Bruce Wayne from the show Gotham.
Right.
He's rich. This kid, we want to get in on the action. $8.3 billion with a B.
Ooh.
That's how much he's got. And then, oh boy, Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones. $2.4 trillion is what he's worth. Just kind of fun.
He's one of the kings?
I guess so. I don't want to show.
No, neither do I.
Eddie Murphy is in talks to star in a new biopic about Richard Pryor. This is according to ET. According to the source close to production, Eddie Murphy would play the comedian's father, Leroy Buck Carter, Pryor, who is a former boxer. Kind of fun. Now, MTV did this thing last week where they tried to set a bunch of records, and they did. They had someone dancing to a Beyonce song for 24 hours in a marathon outside of New York's headquarters. Exciting.
I'm just grunting because that doesn't... There's nothing there.
You're not going to win that marathon?
51 after, no.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Past the hour now, it's Money Pit time. That means that I get to talk again for 2 days in a row. Wow. Yesterday, Tom and I were together at this event in Philadelphia, in which we learned how to broaden our outlook on life. We have a new, it was like Kumbaya. I wanted to at the end, right? Didn't you want to sing Kumbaya,
yeah,
my Lord?
In the circle and sing Kumbaya.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Tom and Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program every weekend. It's on thousands, if not tens of thousands of radio stations, not only around our country, but around the globe. You can hear Tom and Leslie in Dubai. So if you're in Dubai soon...
And have an internet connection.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, you had to spoil it, huh?
Yeah.
So yesterday... Let's pause for a moment. I'm going to tell you about something that I saw yesterday while I was at this event. Then we ought to focus on the most overlooked home-related tax deductions as you're, what, about a month away from having to put all the numbers together. So stand by for that from Tom Kreidler here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas. We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding. Where does it?
We work a month on and a month off, but we get a month to ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800. 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips, go all over the country, the U.S. Left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine, eat a lobster. And then come back down to the Rolling Thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, so this is just a sort of quickie observation.
Yep.
I saw a number of how-to clinics posted at Home Depot, how to install light fixtures, how to install toilets, how to install faucets. Is that a big part of what they do? Is that something that
I think it's a good add-on to what they do. I've actually hosted some of those clinics from time to time.
Really?
And you get a pretty good turnout, and folks that come out are serious, and they want to learn. And we've taught, we taught folks how to install dimmer and an occupancy sensor. So that's something that you would normally not think you could do, but if you can get the power turned off, you certainly could make that improvement to your home. So, no, I think
On, it's much more fun. All right, the five most overlooked home-related tax deductions are...
Well, the first one is energy-efficient home upgrades. There are certain types of heating equipment, for example, that qualify for tax credits, like air conditioners and gas and oil and propane boilers and furnaces, and even the blower motor can qualify for a tax deduction. So if you've made any improvements to your home, even windows, sometimes doors, insulation, those could be deductible or at least earn you a tax deduction. The next one is home office deductions. You know, there's really three things that the IRS looks at for that. Mm-hmm. It needs to be something that's like a regular and exclusive use. It's really used for business, nothing else. It's the principal place of business. It's not just a space that you kind of occasionally conduct business. It's basically your workspace. And even if you're an employee, you might be able to take a home office deduction if you're using your home office basically at the convenience of your employer.
I always say that we all ought to have a home-based business of one size, shape, or some form, garage business, basement business, whatever it is, for these reasons as well as many others. So that's a great tip. All right, what else have you got here?
Disaster-related expenses. If you were impacted by Hurricane Sandy, for example, and are still making improvements and repairs from that, those expenses can be related. And also moving expenses. If you have to move because of a job at least 50 miles, you can deduct some of those costs, moving costs, storage costs, moving-related travel costs. Those are all deductible.
All right, so you can find that listed at the Money Pit's website, I'm betting?
Yep, it's online at moneypit.com. There's a full gallery that explains it all.
Really? When the two of us see each other. Like, you were behind a post when you saw me walking, and then he looks at me. Huh? What's going on? Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can call him, you can write him. Hey, you can see me go to Tom's house in New Jersey and leave a message on his door. And I want to know this about that.
Yeah, but
check it all out. Money Pit. Doug Steffen's Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.